How many times? How often? Yeah. I got you. Okay.
Well, what about if somebody says, well, I'm not going to vote for so-and-so for president, and you agree with him, you might say, well...
Why not? Oh, neither am I.
I'm going to ask you about a few names for a few parts of the body. This part right up here.
Forehead.
And this is my...
Ear. Head. Hair.
Talking about ears, this, which one is this?
That's your left one.
That's
your right one.
Yeah. And this is my...
Mouth. Lips.
These are my...
Teeth.
And the fleshy part.
Gums.
Okay. Plural teeth, but singular.
Tooth.
Mm. This is my...
Neck.
Or my...
Chin. Throat.
Yeah. And this thing that...
Adam's apple.
You ever heard of that collie thing?
Oh, yeah. Adam's apple. Something else. I can't think what it is. We always say Adam's apple.
Ever called Goozle?
Goozle, yeah.
One fellow called it just Go Fetch It.
Go Fetch It.
Did I tell you about that?
No.
Didn't exactly understand why. I guess because it goes and fetches the food down the throat or something. I don't know. But, let's see. What if I let the hair on my face grow out? I'm growing up.
Beard.
And this is my...
Hand.
I have two.
Hands.
And this part is the...
Palm.
And I make a...
Fist.
And I have two.
Fist.
Sometimes when people get older, they complain they're getting a little bit stiff in their...
Joints.
And the upper part of your body is your...
Chest.
And these are your...
Shoulders.
And this is my right...
Leg.
And that's my...
Foot.
And I have two.
Feet.
What about this part right here?
Your shin.
And what about this part right here?
Thigh.
You ever heard that called anything else?
Not that I know of.
Heard people call it the haunches. Scrub down on your haunches.
Yeah.
What about, say, somebody who's been sick for a while, he's up and around now. You might say, well, he's up and around, but he still looks a little...
Pale, bad, sick.
You ever heard people say peaked?
Peaked. Yeah.
What about a person who's very strong and he's very muscular and can lift heavy weights? You say he's a real...
Muscled up. He's a real Charles Atlas. He's a heavyweight.
Mm-hmm. What about somebody who always has a smile on his face and he never loses his temper? You might say he's mighty...
Even-tempered. Mild-mannered.
What about sometimes when a boy's growing up, there seems to be a certain age at which he just runs into everything, you know, knocks things over, trips over his own feet.
Clumsy.
Or what about a person who just keeps on doing things that don't make any sense? You might just call him a plain...
Nut.
Anything else?
Make any sense.
What about just a plain old fool?
Yeah.
Is that a pretty strong word to use?
Fool, yeah.
Pretty strong.
Well,
let's say a person who has a good deal of money, but he hangs on to it.
Penny pincher, miser, chintzy. Stingy.
Tightwad. So tidy.
Old Scrooge.
If you were to say that so-and-so is just a common person, what would you mean by that?
A common person. Well, to be a common person is different from being common. A common person is not as a derogatory remark as calling somebody common. When you're common, you're low life. But if you're common, that just means everyday, ordinary.
Common as gully dirt. Sometimes my grandma says things that startle me. I was trying to get her goat one day and just gross her out. And she'd say, "Mark, you gag a maggot."